Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 27th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Heavenward Bound. Two scriptures that I'd like to use today. One is merely a portion of a familiar text, the other more complete. First, from Luke 2:15, when the angels had left them, the shepherds, and gone into heaven. And then from Hebrews 12, verse 25, see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? On Christmas Day following our church service, we went to visit my brother and his family who live in eastern Pennsylvania, about 100 miles away. Traveling home late Sunday evening, we passed a business north of Reading, Pennsylvania called Hellbound Motorcycle. That sure stirred my emotions and gave me the jolt I needed to stay awake the remainder of the way home. I was recently watching a secular television documentary on heaven, and of course it presented the different views people have on the subject. One that struck me was an interview with a lady who smugly asserted to the effect, "Of course there is no heaven." So many today mock the notion of heaven and hell. Yet the Bible is abundantly full of references to the reality of both. Although we may not have all the details we'd like, we have sufficient information to determine the wonders of heaven and the horrors of hell. At this time of year, as we especially rejoice in the birth of our Lord Jesus, let us note the teaching concerning heaven in the very familiar narrative many of us read each Christmas. The angelic choir is identified as, quote, a great company of the heavenly host. Excuse me. Following their exclamation of praise, they return to heaven. The second daily text is a solemn warning from the book of Hebrews, that wonderfully inspired letter whose human author is not identified. We do well to read the warning slowly. I don't want to refuse the one who speaks, but rather I want to accept him. I don't want to turn away from him who warns us from heaven, but rather I want my life to be turned toward God in heaven. That's my challenge for each reader today. And I conclude my portion with a personalized reading from Colossians chapter 3, the first four verses. Since then I have been raised with Christ. I set my heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. I set my mind on things above, not on earthly things, for I died, and my life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is my life, appears, then I also will appear with him in glory. Hallelujah! I am heaven bound.
Lying bound for the promised land. Who will come and go with me? Think of that beautiful old spiritual in relation to Stephen's devotional today and the thought that we are to be heavenward minded. So, Lord, I pray that you would fix my attention on those things that really matter. May I focus more on the person of who I am than the things of which I own. May I strive more for being the child of God you are pleased with than acquiring the title or position that will impress others. Lord Jesus, I want to aspire to spiritual heights that will bring the heavenly view into clearer focus day by day as I walk with you.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that perspective and prayer, Brooksine. This ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is simply www.dailyencouragement.net. You're welcome to visit that site. Don't have any pictures up today or any other additional details on the site except for a reference to that portion I read at the very end from Colossians 3, 1 through 4, which I personalized. I have a link if you care to read it just as it's written in the scriptures, in the International Version. I also have today a link to a book that I would highly recommend, On Heaven by Randy Alcorn. And if you're interested in reading about that subject or about the book, there is a description on the website today or on the archive site for 12-2705. And fact, I might have that resource up for several days. It's a very good book, and I think I found it especially meaningful to ponder on the subject of heaven at the passing of my mother last month. Well, have a blessed day, a blessed week. For many, it's a special week, the week between Christmas and New Year's Day. Some of you are off. I know kids are out of school this week. Wherever you're at, whatever you're going through, stay faithful to the Lord. And remember the wonderful, wonderful truth of being heavenward bound when we do accept Jesus as our Savior. Have a great day.